we're talking about a new Surgeon General's call to action on deep venous thrombosis and pulmonary embolus. I know that's a mouthful. What a DVT is a blood clot that can form in your legs, travel through your vein to your heart, and then get stuck in your lungs, causing sudden shortness of breath or even death. And we know there are 100,000 deaths each and every year of Americans related to DVT and pulmonary embolus.
Okay, and why is this something that is so urgent that we need to talk about? Does it affect a high number of people, or are we just unaware?
Well, in addition to those deaths, we've got 350,000 to 600,000 Americans who develop DVT and pulmonary embolus every year, and there's a very low level of awareness. We know that so many Americans don't even know that this condition exists. They don't know what increases the risk, and they don't know that there's anything that can be done about it. So that's really what I'm talking about.
And what are some things that can be done to kind of to reverse the trend?
The first thing is understanding what puts you at increased risk. The first is, like so many things, family history. If you have a family member that's had a DVT or a pulmonary embolus before, a blood clot, you can be at increased risk. Overweight and obesity, cancer, pregnancy, use of hormones either for birth control or around menopause, smoking tobacco, being over the age of 50, and then as well ethnicity. We know that whites and blacks are more likely than other groups to develop these blood clots. And there are things that you can do to prevent them, even if you're in those risk categories.
What are some preventions?
First thing is lifestyle. Reduce your use of tobacco products, maintain a high level of physical activity, work on your diet, control your weight, make sure you see your doctor regularly. If you're on a long plane trip or a car trip, or you're having surgery, or you have a child, childbirth, or you're in the hospital for any reason, immobile, it's good to get up and move as soon as possible. Every hour on a long trip, you should get up and move. Flex your lower leg, exercise regularly, walk around. If you're on a long trip, wear loose clothing. Make sure you stay well hydrated and move around as much as possible.
Now, is this something that can be fatal?
It absolutely can be fatal. There are 100,000 deaths every year. The important thing as well is to know the signs and symptoms. Know when something might actually be going on. And you should contact your doctor right away if you have swelling in one leg or along the vein of one leg, pain or tenderness, warmth in the leg or painful or swollen areas, or as well discoloration, red or discolored skin in one leg. If a clot actually breaks off and it's progressing, you can have sudden shortness of breath. That can be another sign that you need to talk to your doctor or go to the emergency room right away.
Is there a certain age bracket that it targets a little bit more?
People over the age of 50 are at increased risk.
Also, now that the season is beginning to change in the weather, does that have any effect on it?
Not by itself, but, of course, in cold weather, people stay indoors more. They don't get as much exercise, and that, we know, can increase your chances. And, you know, people can get more information about this as well on the web at surgeongeneral.gov.
Excellent. Now, I understand this is also going to be listed in a new publication.
Yes. It's the Surgeon General's call to action to prevent deep vein thrombosis and pulmonary embolism, and that is, you can get it through the mail or get it by phone, and instructions to do that are on the web as well.
Okay, can you give me the website one more time, please?
Yes. It's Surgeon General, no space between those two words, .gov, G-O-V.
Okay.
That'll take you right to it.
I think that's everything. Is there anything I left out that you wanted to add?
For your audience, to make sure that African Americans know that they are at elevated risk compared to other ethnic groups, and that's very important to keep that in mind.
Are there any reasons why?
It's probably a mixture of environment and genetics, like so many other things.
Okay. I appreciate that so much.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.